Right now, we are looking at the death of empathy. You got to understand what I'm saying. We got problems that I don't expect any man to be able to fix. COVID-19 is a problem. I don't blame you for not having the cure. I don't expect you to have the cure. But I do want you to be empathetic. I do want you to have the ability to mourn the 120 some thousand people that are dead. Even if you don't have a cure, have empathy. I want you to be touched by the feeling of my infirmity. You can't change the killings on the street. You can't control what other people do, but I don't want you to act like it don't matter. Here we go, Jesus. When we want to know, do we matter? It's not that we want you to fix it. We want you to care about it. The death of empathy is causing our streets to be terrorized. We need somebody who can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. And I want to warn every leader, and I want to warn every person in a position of power, your empathy is tested to the level of power that you have. And if you get power without empathy, God will judge you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God will judge you. How do you know that? God says, I will not hear the husband's prayer over how he treats the wife. If God puts you in a position of authority and you abuse that authority and lose empathy, God said, I will shut you off like you shut her off. And what we're dealing with today is that we have people in positions who have no empathy. And what we are craving and what we are looking for is not magicians. We're looking for empathy. We understand it's a process. You understand you can't control everybody. You understand you can't control every police officer. You understand that no matter what system we put in place, there's going to be people who go AWOL. We get that, but we need somebody that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. You'd be surprised, as a young pastor, I used to go in the houses where people had died and I didn't know what to say. And I wanted to get a book on what to say when people die. There is nothing you can say when people die that makes the pain go away. There is no magic scripture that you can quote. There is no certain way that you can stand or a certain thing you can anoint them and take away from the fact that my child is dead. All you can do is walk in the room and weep with them that weep. And mourn with them that mourn, because there is something about empathy that brings comfort. So Jesus came where we were so that God could have empathy to what we've done. He can be touched by the feeling of infirmity. It would be easy for Jesus to say, I cannot relate to what you've been through because I have not been through that too, and I really don't understand that. And so, you know, you're on your own about that, and because I'm God and I'm celestial and you're terrestrial and we come from different places and that's your story and this is mine. But he went out of his way to be touched by the feeling of our infirmity because empathy makes us kin. Empathy makes us kin. I was at my mama's funeral. My mama's body was stretched out in the front of the church, over the old church. It was stretched out in the front. And her little brother was my uncle. And he came to my mother's casket. And I knew him, and I loved him, but I didn't really know him. I fell in love with him, though, over how he loved my mother. I saw him crying over my mother's casket. And we became friends till he died. Because he had empathy where I had pain. Empathy strengthens kinship. Glory to God. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Empathy strengthens kinship. You don't have to say the right thing. Just care about it. Cry with me. Be worried when I'm worried. Be frustrated when I'm frustrated. If you can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity, that makes us kin. It's not skin that makes us kin. It is not skin that makes us kin. Because as the old folk used to say, everybody's skin to me ain't kin to me. So it's not skin that makes us kin, it's empathy. We have not a high priest who cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. I don't have to paint Jesus black. You don't have to paint him white with blonde hair. It's irrelevant because it's not about the skin. It's about being kin to me. Can you be touched by the feeling of our infirmity? So while we're having a very juvenile argument over what color he is, we ought to be comforted by what kind he is. Because I've seen people that was the right color, but they still wasn't the right kind. Just because you're white, you ain't right. Just because you're black don't mean we can hold back. We ain't going to be together just because you're skin to me. Being kin to me is a matter of being empathetic to where I'm at. The Bible says we are bold because he has empathy. He can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity, tempted in all points, and yet he didn't do it. He didn't have the same experience. He didn't fall where I fell. He stood where I fell. He won where I lost. He was victorious where I was defeated. But he got close enough to it that he can be touched. Look at this. And the very fact that he relates to me, he said, when you come before my throne, come boldly because we connected.